Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Laindon Baptist Church. Let's start with a brief word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for your presence here with us this morning. As we're coming together, even though we're in our separate homes and doing it all by technology, Lord, we ask for your blessing on this service, that you'll speak to us through the readings, through the word, and through the songs. And all of it for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, now we're coming to our first hymn, which is one that many of us thoroughly enjoy. It's Lord, the light of your love is shining. And it's got that chorus, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory.
Of your love is shining in the midst of the dark, is shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the triumph you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Oh, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with your Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
I think many of us have a favourite psalm that speaks to our circumstances or reminds us of our backgrounds. So as today Rose is going to speak about Peter, I was wondering what psalm might particularly apply to him. And I thought Psalm 107 might just be appropriate. So I'll read parts of this psalm. It starts off, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those who redeemed from the hand of the foe, those who gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders." I'm going to pass over to Rose now because she's going to tell us the first part of her story of Peter.
Good morning, all. After listening to Rena's letters on Palm Sunday, I got to thinking, what if Peter kept a diary? What things would he put in it? What would he say? I wonder if it would go something like this. "Hello, diary, back again after another boring day fishing. Some say we are too busy to be bored, but hey-ho, I am. But at least we caught something and the weather was good. It's just that all the days seem the same. Nothing ever happens here anymore. Every day is exactly like the day before. I want a bit of excitement. Oh well, I suppose we can dream. Well, tomorrow's another day. Best go. My stomach's telling me it's time for food. Well, another day. And as I said yesterday, exactly like the day before. But actually, not quite the same. There was a lot of talk among the fishermen about a man named John, who dresses in camel hair, lives in a desert, and eats honey and locust. Well, I suppose it makes a change from fish. Apparently, he is preaching about forgiveness, repentance of sins, and being baptised. It's also saying that he is preparing the way for someone more important and powerful than him. I wonder who he is. John seems to have a lot of influence on people, as many seem to be drawn to him. You know, I think it says something about this in the scriptures. I'll have to ask the rabbi.
Yes, Simon, it is in the scriptures. It's in Isaiah 40, verses 3 to 5. "A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Well, Simon, I hope this answers your question.
Now, a chorus, again, is very appropriate for Peter. "I will make you fishers of men."
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. I will make fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
The days seem to be passing quicker with something else to think about. This John is certainly stirring things up. A lot of people are unhappy with what he is doing and saying. Apparently, somebody called Jesus went to him to be baptised. And John tried to put him off, saying that it is he who needed to be baptised by him. Strange. Maybe this Jesus was the man John was talking about. Anyway, it all seems very odd. I'm not sure how I think about it. Hang on, I think you hear the wife calling. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. Andrew will be calling around tonight. I'll talk to him about it. Well, I said nothing ever happens to me. I was wrong. I'm back and writing in my diary. What can I say? Such a lot has happened to me in the last 3 years. Yes, 3 years. It's a long time. But it went surprisingly quickly. So where do I start? I suppose the beginning would be a good place. Andrew and I were casting our nets into the lake when a man walked past and called out to us, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Well, what on earth did that mean by that? We were to find out later. But it was something about him that made us both want to leave everything and follow him. So off we went. He then called James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were also fishermen. They also left their nets and followed him. Great, at least we had fellows we knew. But the strange thing is, I would have followed him even if I was on my own. From that day on, we stayed with him and learnt from him. He even changed my name from Simon to Peter, which means rock. He said I was going to play a big part in his church. Very big responsibility. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We went to Jesus to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue. He always went to one wherever he went. It was his way. He began to teach. He was a wonderful teacher. He taught with great authority and knowledge. Not like the usual teachers did. While we were in the synagogue, a man approached Jesus and asked if he was going to destroy all the evil spirits, as this man was possessed by one. All Jesus said was, "Be quiet." The man then shook violently and the evil spirit left him. Amazing! Never seen anything like it. Jesus had control of evil spirits. After this, we went with James and John to my house, where my mother-in-law was very sick and in bed with a fever. Jesus went up to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever was gone. This man is truly amazing. She wasn't the only person Jesus healed. There were so many more, too many to put down here. Another thing Jesus did was turn water into wine. I like that. We were at a wedding and the wine ran out, so as not to embarrass the groom, Mary, Jesus' mother, asked him to help, which he did. It was very fine and tasty wine, the best I've had. As I said before, he is a truly amazing man and an inspiring teacher. One day he taught us about the many blessings we will receive. Sorry, got to go. Andrew's here. Perhaps he's heard something. Back again. Andrew hasn't heard anything. We are still waiting. I might have to go back to fishing at this rate. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Jesus performed many miracles. Giving sight to the blind, making the lame walk, driving out many demons. He could even raise people from the dead, which he did several times. He didn't always have to be with the person to do this. He spoke to us in parables, mostly about things we knew, so that we could understand what he was trying to teach us. He taught us a new way of living, that we had to forgive people who had wronged us. That's a hard one. He said, it's not an eye for an eye, as it says in the scriptures, but we have to forgive them that hurts us. Again, that's a hard one. And to love our enemies, very difficult, when you think what they did to Jesus. I wonder if Jesus will forgive me for disowning him. Still, I'll think about that later. We are not to judge each other. Give to the poor, look after the widows. He even allowed children to come to him. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, he said. I still don't quite understand this one. Hope it's all revealed in time. He would talk to anyone and would turn no one away. One woman just touched the hem of his robe and he was healed. I was surprised that Jesus even noticed she had touched it, as the people were crowded around and very close to him. But he knew and looked around to see who had touched him. She was trembling with fear, but Jesus spoke to her, telling her that she was healed. A truly great man. He actually sent 12 of us out to the people. He gave us the power and authority to cure the sick and drive out demons and to preach about the kingdom of God. We took nothing with us but relied on the people we met for our needs. So off we went, healing people and telling them the good news. A great time. Oh, I nearly forgot about the time he fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I also remember one time we were crossing a lake when a terrible storm hit us. It was fierce with high waves. We were all afraid that the boat would turn over or swamp us and we would drown. And there was Jesus fast asleep, apparently unaware of any of it. Of course, we had to wake him up. When he did wake, he rebuked the wind and the rain and the storm calmed. We were really afraid then, knowing that he had command of the weather. There was another time when we were out on the lake. Jesus stayed on the shore to dismiss the cloud that was following him. Later on in the night, as we were rowing hard against the wind, we saw what we thought was a ghost walking on the water. We cried out because we were terrified. Immediately, Jesus called to us. Don't be afraid, it is I. We were so relieved. I said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. I was so excited. I climbed out the boat and walked towards Jesus. It was a great feeling, but I didn't keep my eyes on Jesus. I saw the wind and was afraid. Then I started to sing, help! I called to Lord, save me, which he did. After we climbed back into the boat, he then asked me, why did you doubt? What could I say? I stopped looking at him through lack of faith. He's a great man. I wish I had had more faith. There was a time when Jesus was praying with us alone, when he suddenly asked us who the people thought he was. We replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah. Some even thought that he was a prophet from long ago. He then asked us who we thought he was. I had a sudden inspiration and answered, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was a wonderful insight. Shame I didn't always have these. He tried to warn us what was going to happen to him, but we didn't understand. I took him aside and said, Lord, this is never happening to you. But when I said this to him, he said, get you behind me, Satan. This upset me. I got it wrong again. One day, when we arrived in Jerusalem, we made our way to the synagogue, as usual. But in front of the building, there were many people selling various things. Jesus got very upset about this and got very angry with them, turning the stalls over and chasing them away, saying, my house is a house of prayer and not. You have turned it into a den of robbers. This certainly upset a lot of people. As we travelled to Jerusalem for the Passover feast, we entered the city, and to our amazement, there was a great crowd praising him and shouting, Hallelujah! We could not foresee then the problems that lay ahead. We met together in an upper room to celebrate the Passover, but Jesus did a surprising thing. He washed our feet. I didn't think this was right and told him so. But he said, unless I wash you, you'll have no part of me. Well, I didn't want that, so I said, wash my hands, my head also. He also told us that someone at the meal table was going to betray him. We were shocked and couldn't think who it could be, but Jesus knew. He knew everything, even my own shame when I denied him after his arrest. After the meal, Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives to pray, and we all followed him. He seemed very upset. Well, I suppose you would be, knowing that one of your friends was going to betray you. He asked us to pray that we would not fall into temptation. He went on ahead to pray alone, but we couldn't stay awake. This upset Jesus further. We weren't a great help in his hour of need. Later that night, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, entered the garden with some guards, kissed Jesus on the cheek. They then arrested him. We wanted to fight, but Jesus told us not to. They took him away to the house of the high priest. It was just after this that I denied him 3 times, as Jesus had predicted. I wept bitterly with great regret over what I had done. He was whipped and beaten and eventually crucified. And when he died, the world turned black. He was put in a grave, but 3 days later, when the women went to the tomb with their spices, they found it empty. He was gone. Another surprise for us, even though he had warned us about this beforehand. He was alive and appeared to many of us over the coming days. One day, he appeared to all of us together. He showed us his hands and feet. He opened our eyes and we believed. This was when he promised us a helper. After this, he ascended into heaven and we saw him no more. We are still waiting. This is not in the order that things happen, but as I recollect them. There is so much more to say, but I would never stop writing if I tried to put it all down. So for now, I will just have to wait until I hear from him again. Waiting on a promise he gave us to send a guide to help us in our work for him. Until then, all I know is that when I die, I will be entering his gates with thanksgiving and praise in my heart. That's all for now, Diary. You too can have the promised spirit helper God gave to his disciples. Just reach out to God for his love and forgiveness in your heart. He will forgive you and send you his spirit to guide you along the way. We will now sing 2 songs together, Jubilate, a song of praise, and I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, because it will be a time of rejoicing when we do enter his heavenly gates.
Jubilate, everybody, serve the Lord in all your ways and come before his presence singing. Enter now his courts with praise. For the Lord our God is gracious, and his mercy everlasting. Jubilate, jubilate, jubilate Deo. Jubilate, everybody, serve the Lord in all your ways, and come before his presence singing. Enter now his courts with praise. For the Lord our God is gracious, and his mercy everlasting. Jubilate, jubilate, jubilate Deo. Jubilate, everybody, serve the Lord in all your ways, and come before his presence singing. Enter now his courts with praise. For the Lord our God is gracious, and his mercy everlasting. Jubilate, jubilate, jubilate Deo. Jubilate, everybody, serve the Lord in all your ways, and come before his presence singing. Enter now his courts with praise. For the Lord our God is gracious, and his mercy everlasting. Jubilate, jubilate, jubilate Deo. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Thank you very much, Rose. Now we're moving on to prayers. Let's pray. Lord, this Sunday morning, we're looking forward to a greater freedom than we've known recently. And we first of all want to thank you for those who've made it possible, those who've continued to care for us in sickness, in isolation, in death, for those who've looked for solutions, for advice and regulations, and for vaccines. And Lord, we pray for a wider application of these solutions, particularly in countries that they're currently experiencing the worst phases of COVID on a scale that we here can scarcely imagine. We think of India, for instance. And Lord, we pray that you'll spur generosity on the part of other countries to continue to provide the most urgent necessities for those who are in such dire need of it. Lord, we pray for the spirit of love and consideration and generosity in the world, and particularly in the church, which is called to be an example and a light to the world. We pray that you'll strengthen its members so that they continue, so that we continue with your work and witness. Lord, we pray you'll comfort those within your church who need your help to cope with difficulties. We especially think of those who are mourning the deaths of loved ones, who are worried about work and finances, and those who are fearful about facing a future very soon now in a world so different from the one that we used to know. Lord, for all of us, we ask for your guidance, for courage, and for a willingness to press ahead in your service. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing a final hymn, which is "At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow."
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure, we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. Humbled for a season to receive a name from the lips of sinners unto whom he came. Faithfully he bore it, spotless to the last, brought it back victorious when from death he passed. Bore it up triumphant with its human light, through all ranks of creatures to the central heights, to the throne of Godhead, to the Father's breast, filled it with the glory of that perfect rest. In your hearts enthrone him, there let him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. Crown him as your captain in temptation's power. Let his will enfold you in its light and power. Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again with his Father's glory, with his angel train. For all wreaths of empire meet upon his brow, and our hearts confess him King of glory now. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure, we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word.
Now, to close our service, let's say the Lord's Prayer. Join with me if you wish to do so. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in this service, and we look forward to meeting those of you who can meet with us on Zoom shortly.